Okay, let's go to wood turtles for a second. There was concern about wood turtles with respect to Route 6, 5, and 15 as one specific locus of attention. ISW has documented multiple occurrences of the wood turtle in the Moose River ecosystem upstream of the proposed Long Pond and Rockwood Village West development envelope. Is it possible for us to get sort of a map so he can show us what that means? Could we get a...
Philip Kamena, Maine Fish and Wildlife. I could also describe it pretty...
Okay, it's just not clear to me.
It's in the Jackman area.
Okay.
The occurrences of wood turtles are. They are on the Moose River property. And they're upstream, as we described, of the Long Pond portion of the project. They're in that water body, and probably one of the better populations that you documented wood turtles in the state. In fact, you know, that Jackman and Moose River.
Okay.
We've talked about that.
It's on the map, but it's west of the Conduct Plan area.
Yes,
okay. Because we heard testimony yesterday that the Moose River between Long Pond and Brasswood is not suitable habitat for wood turtle. Is that correct?
Yeah, I heard that as well. I would not characterize it that way. Like a lot of things in nature, it's more of a continuum than a black or white situation. I would agree that it's not ideal habitat for wood turtles in that section that you're describing, but I personally documented wood turtles at the northern portion, in the west branch of the Penobscot, in the Sabumic area. The habitat is nearly identical to that stretch of the Moose River. So I would agree with some of the comments that were made yesterday that generally look at your higher populations and those slower oxbow wetlands with adjacent wetland sections of rivers, and not so much in your faster, shallower sections as much as that is, but you will get them in the latter two.
Okay.
Especially in some of the tributaries that feed it, like Farley Stream and Churchill Stream, both of which are, Farley Stream is bisected by 6 feet, and Churchill Stream, which may or may not be depending on what happens on the North Shore along the country.
Okay. But overall, your bigger concern about traffic mortality with wood turtles would be along 615 and not 615 as it's skirting south of Brassway and the southern development zone of Long Pond.
As we've pointed out, we don't have currently documented occurrences of wood turtles in that section, but we have them upstream, and in my opinion, this habitat is suitable. If I had to predict, I would say that wood turtles are present in low densities in Moose River proper, and perhaps the higher densities in some of those tributaries. So I would be concerned if that ended up being true, when these further surveys would be needed to determine that. If we were to repeat that, then I think we'd have, I would have concern about global mortality throughout the 6 months.
Okay. Thank you very much. And finally,